to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Justin Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question, the biblical question is a doozy. Why don't you presume others innocent unless proven guilty? Why don't you presume others innocent unless proven guilty? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you have no excuse not to listen to the show live, no matter where you are and what you're doing. I know you can podcast some do because they're busy. But even if you're busy doing what you're doing, you still can listen to the show. It is made possible by TalkStream Live. You can call on your iPhone or iPad, and you can hear the show live no matter where you are or what you're doing by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. Amazing. It is Thursday, and for some of the new listeners, you might not know, we take all calls, but on Thursday, it's a Bible Thumper Thursday, Bible Thumper Thursday, and the reason Thursday was set aside for Bible Thumpers primarily is because a lot of Bible thumpers want to talk about the Bible and God and their beliefs, right? But it's difficult. It's difficult to communicate. So we set aside a time where we have a little bit more time to Bible thumper with them, because normally Bible thumpers, they have lost their all sense of communication. In that, they'll ask you something about God, or they'll make a statement about God, and they want you to respond, but by the time you respond, if you respond, they already just have another scripture in their head. And so they don't really respond. So we set aside time because we love the Bible thumper too. Bible thumpers need help. Bible thumper need help. And so because their belief is, like, interesting, Bible thumpers believe that Jesus is God. They believe they have an own will. They have a free will. They believe that you can put the word in you by putting it in your head. They believe that believing about God is knowing God. Isn't that amazing? So we love the Bible Thumpers. And that's why every Thursday is set aside for Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, Lord!
It's a scene you don't expect to see at a Sunday church service, a fight in the pulpit.
It's a disgrace.
Let me hear you speak in tongues.
And I read the Bible, cover to cover. Very, very close to my mom. A real mama's boy. You will emerge from that as an atheist.
What did you just say? Bible Thumper Thursday. 888-7753. 773-888-77-JESSE. I want to show you this really fast. It's interesting. Some of you might be aware now, some might not. It's possible, I guess, that Joe Biden called Trump supporters trash, garbage. Garbage. Isn't that amazing? And when he said it, I'm looking at this guy, and you can see that in him there's no love. No love. But when I heard him say it, or saw him say it, or looked like he was saying it, it sounded like him to me, I thought that, I realized that these people are desperate to win. They want to stay in power by any means necessary. But when Joe Biden said it, and when Big Mama Michelle was attacking and carrying on about Trump, and this empty female that's running, I realized that these people are no different than the average human being. I want you to smoke on this. Have you noticed that when things don't go your way or when you don't get what you want from someone else or when you get angry at someone for whatever reason, don't you call them names too? Don't you personally attack? Don't you go into an animal-like fighting mode? And when you saw this with Joe Biden, did it remind you of yourself? Or did you just say, oh, this is just a Democrat and it's just a political thing? Or did you realize it's just all human beings, except for the few who are working on themselves now to overcome? Did you realize, wow, Joe Biden no different than me? I'm no different than Joe Biden. That's how I attack people. That's how I try to hurt people. Did you notice that about yourself? Or did you just assume it was Joe Biden and you judged him and felt good about your mess? I'm just wondering out loud. Did you pay attention to that? According to Sky News, so Donald Trump heard about it. And Donald Trump has sensationally spoken from inside a garbage truck as he took aim at Joe Biden following recent insulting comments delivered by the U.S. president. A lot. Watch this from Fox.
How do you like my garbage truck? This truck is in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden.
And I have to begin by saying 250 million Americans are not garbage. Joe Biden's comments were the direct result of Kamala's decision to portray everyone who isn't voting for her, which is a lot of people, as evil and subhuman. And we know it's really what they believe, because look at how they've treated you. They treat you like garbage. They treat our whole country like garbage, with open borders, with all of the horrible things they've done to hurt our country.
Amazing. We played that soundbite yesterday. Do we have a soundbite when Joe Biden called the Trump supporters? I think we played it for you yesterday. I want to replay it now. Excuse me. Here it is, in case you missed it.
Donald Trump has no character. He doesn't give a damn about the Latino community. He's a failed businessman. He only cares about the billionaire friends he has and accumulating wealth for those at the top. And he says immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country. Give me a break. He wants to do away with the birthright citizenship. Who the hell has said that in the last 100 years? And just the other day, a speaker at his rally called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. Well, let me tell you something. I don't know the Puerto Rican that I know, or Puerto Rico where I'm in my home state of Delaware. They're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of Latinos is unconscionable, and it's un-American. It's totally contrary to everything we've done, everything we've
And so a lot of people are wondering, how did Joe Biden get a laptop? Who set the laptop up for him? Some people are thinking that Joe is still mad at the fact that they took him out of the game and just put empty Camilla there. And Joe is still ticked about that. But do you see yourself in Joe Biden? Don't you do the same thing to other people? It's not just a Democrat thing. It's an evil heart thing. What these people are doing in attacking Joe Biden, I mean President Trump and his supporters, it's the same thing you do in your own life. You attack other human beings. And you feel good about it because it makes you feel that you're okay. It's all of the heart, folks. I want you to see that so you can look at yourself and maybe overcome. Those that want to overcome it. I do know that most people don't want to. But it's this political battle that's happening right now to keep the White House. Is very, very interesting. It is bringing out and showing all human beings. But if you're just looking at it in a political way and just thinking your side is right, this side is wrong, and vice versa, they think your side is wrong, they're right, you're just going to see it as that, and you're not going to see yourself. You don't just disagree with President Trump and President Trump supporters, you hate them. Or you don't just disagree with Kamala Harris or Joe Biden and his supporters, you hate them. You have taken politics like a personal identity for you. And somebody is messing with your false identity and you don't like it. It's interesting to see that. But it's every human being, except for those who started to wake up by forgiving, dropping the anger, and overcoming that nature. But it's every human being. That's why you can't trust human beings. So what Joe Biden said about Trump is what every human being does. If you want something really bad and you're not getting it, you attack. Even in husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend relationship, don't you attack one another when it doesn't go your way? You attack. You don't just walk away from it, or you don't express yourself without personal judgment. It's a spiritual battle, folks. And it playing out alive and well in this election time. When some people are saying that the White House says that President Biden did not call Trump supporter garbage, even though you just heard it. You just heard it, right? You saw him, you heard it. But they're like, oh, no, you didn't really hear what you heard. You didn't see what you saw. Watch this from Fox News.
The White House is standing by their statement, saying that President Biden did not call Trump supporters garbage. Watch this.
Just to clarify, he was not calling Trump supporters garbage, which is why he put out, this is why he wanted to make sure that we put out a statement that clarified what he meant and what he was trying to say. And so just want to make that very clear for folks who are watching.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer and House GOP Conference Chair Elise Stefanik are now accusing the White House of releasing an inaccurate transcript of Biden's remarks. So the White House transcript added an apostrophe to the word supporters to indicate that Biden was calling the joke made by a comedian during Trump's Madison Square Garden rally garbage and not his supporters overall. But House Republicans are not buying that explanation. They say, quote, instead of apologizing or clarifying President Biden's words, the White House instead saw to change them, despite them being recorded on video, by releasing a false transcript of his remarks. White House staff cannot rewrite the words of the president of the United States to be more politically on message. So now, Comer and Stefanik are warning that White House officials may be in violation of the Presidential Records Act, and they are now demanding the White House correct that transcript. Guys.
Amazing. Amazing, huh? You know what the Great White Hope said about it? Forgive him. Forgive Joe Biden. He know not what he's doing. He know not what he said. Forgive him. And the president is just moving on. He's on that narrow path. And he's untouched by what Joe Biden said. And as a result of being untouched by it, he knows how to use it to get his message across. Hey, I'm the right guy. We're going to save America. We're going to make America great. He's not, if you notice, he's not angry about it at all. Forgive him. He know not what he's saying. The average person would never say forgive them. They know not what they do. It's so interesting to see this and to watch it at a distance, meaning like keeping a little space. And if you were paying attention to you, you would be shocked that you're no different. All the personal attacks, the name calling, the joy of seeing someone else suffer, it's you. It's every man and every woman. Human beings are evil. And you're not just happy to win this thing because you want to make this country better. It's an emotional, personal thing for you. You want to bring pain to your enemy. At least you think your enemy. What a mess! When will you wake up? When will you become one with yourself? If not now, when? It's just an election. And it's important in that we need the right man in there, of course. And in my opinion, it's the Great White Hope, Donald Trump. But it's all personal. I see people in the gym fighting with one another. Not like fist fighting, but yelling and screaming at one another and angry at one another over politics, over something that someone else is doing and saying. I'm like, are you insane? They're taking it as a personal identity. They have identified with being a Republican or being a Democrat. And then the ones, oh, independent. The independent people are on a trip, too. Oh, they think they're better. They really think they're better. Oh, I'm an independent thinker. If you ain't made up your mind by now, you ain't no independent thinker. But it's amazing to see human nature. Why do you take on the identity as a Democrat or Republican or independent? Aren't you tired of identities? Aren't you tired of living in a hell of identity? Why don't you lay down your identities and just be you? You identify with everything, even with animals. You kiss the dog and the cat. You give the dog a bath. and you love the dog. The dog die, you cry. I'm like, what dog? But I mean, pay attention to that. Pay attention to you and see that Joe Biden is in every one of you. He's every one of you. He's every one of you. Your anger is no different than Joe Biden's anger, or no different than the Democrats toward the Republican and Republican toward Democrats. Ain't no telling what's going to happen Wednesday morning when we wake up after the election or the night of. Normally, you don't know it's the next day now, and not even then in some cases. But drop your anger. You don't need to be angry about this. Drop your anger. Anger is evil. You don't need to fight. Family members are fighting one another over this, over the politics things. You'll have a better time if you didn't take it personal, if you didn't identify with it, with anything really, but with this. Friendships were, so-called friendships are ending. Husband and wives are fighting over this. Even there's this so-called actress either implying or telling women to lie to their husband about how they're voting. You say you voted for Trump, but go into the booth and vote for this woman, whatever name, Camilla, but don't tell your husband. Isn't that amazing? Don't tell me the human heart is good. There's nothing good about human beings. Zero. Nothing good about human beings. Amazing. And Trump is an interesting guy in that Trump is being led, it appears. Trump is being led by a different spirit that even his supporters don't recognize. They know something is different about him, but they don't know what. It's amazing to see in a big way how Trump is dealing with the issues of life. It is absolutely mind-blowing. And you can do the same if you drop your anger. One other quick thing I want to show you. So, and all this is part of the ego, too. It's the same. It's no different than this political race that's happening now. It's all ego and it's all evil. Are you telling me that you can't enjoy a team winning unless you burn down the city, unless you destroy other people's property, unless you break into stores and steal the stuff? If that's how you celebrate winning a stupid game, it's no different than politics, what's happening right now. It's the same spirit. It's evil. You get a thrill out of hurting one another in one form or another. The people who are doing what I'm about to show you, they get a thrill from it. They don't care what pain they bring upon the owner of the store. So according to this report, KTLA 5, as Dodgers fans took to the street of Los Angeles to celebrate the team's World Series win Wednesday night, a few criminals took advantage of the moment by looting stores. In one case, setting an empty bus on fire in the Echo Park neighborhood. Watch this from KTLA 5.
It was a party just outside Dodger Stadium last night after that last out. Fans cheering, waving flags, blocking the streets and lighting fireworks, celebrating after the Boys in Blue captured their 8th World Series title in franchise history. Several cars were seen doing donuts near the intersection of Sunset Boulevard and Vince Scully Avenue, kicking up heavy smoke as crowds of onlookers cheered. The LAPD ruling the gathering unlawful and ordering the crowd to disperse just before 10 p.m. Just a short distance from Dodger Stadium, a hostile crowd set an MTA bus on fire near the intersection of Sunset Boulevard and Echo Park. It happened shortly after midnight in the midst of those street celebrations. Fans were seen climbing on top of that bus, which police say was also tagged before it burst into flames. Investigators say no one was injured there. LAPD officers were seen in riot gear as they clashed with a large group of fans who took over the area. And at one point, officers deployed foam bullets in unsuccessful attempts to disperse the crowd. It was just after midnight when the group left the area. This morning, some fans say they don't support those violent celebrations that are putting others in danger. They're urging crowds to celebrate responsibly and anxiously looking forward to tomorrow's parade.
Amazing. In one soundbite, they show people looting the stores, a couple stores, running out with boxes of stuff. It wasn't in that soundbite, but they show you that. You still think that emotions are good? Do you still believe that emotions are normal? This is all thrill. And all human beings ever get from emotions, a false thrill of love, a false thrill of hate, a false thrill of excitement. And you call it fun. They show people looting stores, running out. I guess we didn't have it on there because it looked like they were black. But is that amazing? Look what they're doing to the city over a dumb game. And then when all this is over, when they're done burning everything, they go home at night after all this and they cry. And they feel lost. They're home now and the thrill is gone. And reality is setting in. Now they feel lonely. Now they feel lost. They're not feeling that same excitement. They're feeling reality now. What do I do? It was excitement. It's a thrill to set the bus on fire and jump up on the bus, and and they have all the other thrill seekers with them. And then when it was done, they go home and cry. What a sad way to live, huh? And what's even worse about it, in my country, they promote emotions. Oh, cry. Let everybody cry. You're supposed to cry. It's human nature. Feel good. You're supposed to be feeling good. It's human nature. They're pushing evil and calling it good. And this is what you get. Those kids, not kids, but people that were doing that, burning and looting and carrying on, they're no different than the husband and the wife that fights. The boss and employee that fights. The affirmative action people that are fighting for more stuff. It's the same spirit. Where will you wake up? What's wrong with being free? 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Quick break. Back in a moment.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Sure.
I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Okay, welcome back. What a mess. When will you become one with self? Or do you love being divided? You love your hell. Every human being on this side of heaven is two hoops and a holler from becoming Joe Biden or becoming a Republican that hate the Democrats. Why can't I be for this person or that person in a race like this, but not hate the ones that disagree with me? Why do I have to fight with the disagreeers? Who taught me I got to fight every battle? Who told you you need to stand up and fight and be strong or you're weak? Where did you get that fighting personality from? And why isn't it working for you? So, announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. And James Hake is on fire. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. And then at 11 a.m., right after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He be like, Joel Friday TV. Very interesting. Dealing with what's happening with Trump and the election and all that and the attacks. Also, brand new episode for tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise at 12 noon, on the brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. Very interesting discussion with Royce White. And Royce is a former professional basketball player who is currently running for Senate in Minnesota. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I smoked weed the first time. I had a massive panic attack where I thought I was dying and having a heart attack.
You must have had some of that good weed. Do you create your own thoughts?
Can't have free will if the human mind doesn't have some agency.
The past or the future is just an illusion. It doesn't exist. Am I right?
No, you're not right.
Every human being that has anger is unconscious and they know not what they do.
Oh, no, that's a scapegoat. No, I'm not buying that at all.
That's the FallenState.tv. Friday at 12 noon. Brand new episode. I guess Christ was lying when he said, forgive them, they know not what they do, huh? What the? Interesting. Why is it Christ said you know not what you do, but you think you know what you're doing? But support the Fallen State right there at thefallenstate.tv/donate. thefallenstate.tv/donate or at locals.com. And then today, and Monday through Friday, the American Anchor, baby. Energy all over the place, everywhere. Energy all over the place. Nick, I'm watching your show last night.
Oh, really?
Are you going to be doing movies on your show or something?
What the? You're going to do, well, you know about movie night?
Yeah, are you doing that?
Well, not on my show, because then I'd be like pirating movies and showing them on my YouTube channel, which would probably be an amazing business plan if it wasn't illegal. But I have a little thing. I have a little social media thing called Discord, and people there, anybody who's a member of my Discord gets to be part of this movie night thing. And it's like through the computer, through the internet, but it's not streamed. You have to be part of the social media.
Oh, I see. It sounds interesting. Yeah. Are you going to do it? It sounds like something you might start if the people join.
Yes, I'm pretty confident we're doing that tonight. Tonight's the first movie night on Halloween.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
You going to do it tonight?
Correct.
Oh, amazing.
So if you go to my channel, American Anchor Baby, you should see it in my description, the link to join the Discord. Yep, there it is. You just click that link on my channel. And
where is it?
Well, you can't see it on screen. Oh. There's no other thing I can put. But just go to American Anchor Baby, and in the description of my channel is the link to that Discord.
Are you going to dress like garbage in
like
a garbage bag?
Like a garbage man pilot or something.
Oh, yeah. There are people who are dressing in trash bags now. Like, since Joe Biden called them garbage.
Hey. It's not a joke anymore. We're just
Discord
really garbage.
Link is bad on channel.
What did he say?
Discord link is bad on the channel.
Oh, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work, Nick. Lord. According to Hake.
Well, let me fix that right away.
But he'll work on that. All right, so check him out. Isn't it going to be at 4 o'clock?
That's what I don't know.
Oh, okay.
And if you're part of my Discord, I'll let y'all know.
Nice.
Changing the link now.
Amazing. So, and Joel Friday is at 11, Monday through Thursday. You would think it would be Monday through Friday since his name is Friday, but Friday ends on Thursdays. Figure that one out. It's interesting. I hear people asking Joel Friday, he'd be like, have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And it's interesting, Joel, his response to it. Oh, like, what the? Anyway. Let me go to the busy Mama Mia Ola Cicero phones. Jesse, did we ever get the soundbite where these people were looting last night after a stupid ball game? We don't have it yet.
I, in fact, just got a text from Derek telling me I have it.
Oh, okay. Are we able to play it or should I come back to it?
You got to give me a sec.
Okay, let me know. I'll come back. We are... I want to show you every human being. Anyone that loves thrills, this is you. Because these people are looting and stealing, and they get a thrill from it. It feels good to be looting. It's not their stuff. They're stealing it. Even with the media camera on them, they're running, and the thrill of running, it's all about the thrill, emotions. And you say emotions are good. Oh, we're only human. Emotions are good. Emotions are from God. No, they're not. even when you hoop it and holler and carry it on in your church. That ain't got nothing to do with God. You're worshiping evil and calling it God. If you're of the Father, what are you emotional about? Why are you emotional? Isn't that amazing? When will you take control of your own life and live your life and wish everybody else well? Don't be angry at them. Let them live the life they want. This looting and stuff and fighting and being mad remind me of the men who believe that they need to go to court and fight for their children. And fight for their children. And they don't win at all, and they feel worse than they did before they started the fight. God said, let go, lay your weapon down, and I'll fight your battle for you. But the world has taught you to fight. And they said, if you don't go and fight for your children in the court, then you're no good. You're not a good dad. They're lying to you. Don't cut the baby in half. Why? It's all your emotional ego anyway. It's not really for the baby. It's for you. Because now you're going to feel good if you fought for it. And you can puff your chest up and tell the world you fought. Even though you didn't get it, you fought. Losing all your money and your time. Isn't that amazing? When if you could just focus on you, working on you, your battle will be fought for you. And all things are possible. All things are possible. But you don't believe that because you really don't believe God. You believe about him, but not in him. And the world have taught you since day one you need to be fighting. You need to fight. And in your fight, you never win. But yet you still fight. You still fight. All right, I don't think we're going to ever get that clip, so I'm just going
to... I'm sorry, I have it right here.
You do have it? I told you, let me know.
I have it in the minutes you were talking. I got it ready, and I messaged you, but I should have just said I had it.
Oh, where you message? Oh, I see.
It's buried now.
My bad.
No, it's buried
now. No, my bad. I see it. It's ready. Oh, hate said it's ready, not you.
Shall I?
So this is from last night, according to the report. They won a stupid baseball game or something against the Dodgers won. And the so-called fanatics are more excited than the players. To the point they had to go and burn buses, at least one bus, break in people's doors and steal and loot. What did that have to do with winning? Wasn't the thrill of winning enough for you? No, they needed more. Watch this. This from KTLA?
From X. That's what Jake says.
Okay. This is after the game. What does this have to do with the game? Look at that. What does this have to do with a game, right? And they're being filmed and they don't even care. They showed this one woman running out of a store with boxes to her car. What a mess! All for the thrill of it. Thrill of it, thrill of it, all for the thrill of it, thrill of it. All for the thrill. You love your thrills. You get a thrill out cursing people out, laughing at people's pain, rejoices when you can gossip about others. You get a thrill because you're evil. And then the people who care about you doing that to them, you're really not doing it to them. They just think that you are because they don't know what's going on with themselves. But if ever. I needed you, Lord. We need you now. Let me go to first time call out of Los Angeles. Speaking of L.A., Jesse out of Los Angeles. Jesse, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, can I go to Super Chat? Super Chat! Super Chat.
Super. Jesse, your phone is not clear.
Super Chat.
Hold on, Jesse. Yeah, don't hang up. I'm going to let Jared clear it up. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
You remind me of the Super Chat.
BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. California Taco bought another coffee. Having children is neither good nor bad because neither of those options leads you to heaven or hell.
I don't even know how someone come over there. Well, I know how the mind works, so they're in their head.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Like you said, avoid logic. Anyway, it's just another illusion slash thrill. People say they want to have kids and to have a happy family, while others say, I have a perfect life. I don't want children. Both are just thoughts, since the only good path is the Father. Anything else will lead to death.
Amazing. Thank you.
Daniel in Texas, three coffees. Different Daniel in Texas. Jesus is God the Son. Titus 2:13-14. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous for good works. Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Keep it piffy.
Thank you, Daniel in Texas.
And you see it in proof that Jesus was God. What's up?
Yep.
that didn't say anything about Jesus being God.
Julie from...
And you didn't have it piffy.
I know, and I read the whole thing, rewarding his lack of piffiness.
I know, that's why they don't have to do it, because you still read them.
Hake's such an enabler.
That's for sure.
Mama Hake. Mama with the good hair. Terrible.
Amazing. Julie, thank you.
Julie from Connecticut, Eric's wife, bought a coffee. She claims, yes, you can detox from ADHD, Asperger's, and even autism by detoxing the liver, so says she. Our son is 95% better. Symptoms are not noticeable to anyone anymore. Mild symptoms appear to us rarely now during stressful times such as growth spurts. And she says it's caused by toxins and environment.
Oh, so Asperger is a disease? I mean, it's something you can detox?
According to her, I don't know. Far be it from me to spread misinformation.
Right.
But, yeah, that's what she's saying. So she has a son.
Are you saying that Asperger is of the liver? I'm just now discovering that everybody and mama got Asperger. Except for baby Jessica's daddy. But I didn't know it was something that you can clean yourself from and then it'll leave. Interesting, though. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Julie.
Another coffee from Julie from Connecticut, Eric's wife. A big hug and good luck to Justine, I think that's her name, from Bond on her move. We will miss hearing your voice and your amazing input. Amazing.
Thank you. Amazing.
I think it's Danielle. She does kind of sound like a Justine.
Oh, it's Danielle, not Justine. What the?
Could be. Bert from Five Coffees. I used to look, sound, act like someone with ASD, autism. I have been diagnosed with it too, but my issues feel spiritual. Being stuck in the imagination can make you act weird / strange, in my opinion.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Bert.
How come it seems like a whole bunch of millennial has it? Is it like,
I don't want to speculate.
Is it like the Chinese virus?
It's all the rage.
The anger.
Well,
what
that
do you mean by
I'm
all
saying
the rage?
All the rage, meaning it's trendy. But yeah, it could be anger too.
Oh, Asperger is trending?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
It's trendy to have ADHD. Boy's been weaponized, diagnosed. They've been weaponizing ADD against the boys. You know, they call them ADD just because they're hyper.
What a mess.
And so, yeah, it's a whole mess. And who knows what's going on with other stuff.
Yeah.
It's physical things. Nazar gave a very generous Cash App saying, wish I could give more.
Thank you. I appreciated it. Every bit helps. Thank you.
Fazul, three coffees from South Florida. Happy Halloween to Jesse and crew. Today, people are dressed as ghosts, goblins, wicked witches of the West, even vampires. In fact, back in the day, my ex was a vampire for real. Every chance she got, she'd sink her fangs right into my wallet. All in fun and have a glorious day.
Amazing. Thank you. Same to you. Appreciate it. Some people even try dressing as garbage bags.
That's true.
Yeah.
Or they'll have those reflective vests that garbage men sometimes wear.
Right.
So as not to get hit. Scotty Ben 1000 bought a coffee. Jesse, happy Halloween. What is your favorite childhood Halloween memory? Jack-o'-lantern emoji and ghost emoji.
Amazing. Right off bat, I can't remember anything. And I had a lot of fun going trick-or-treating and dressing up as a kid for Halloween. But I don't know right now what my favorite was. If it comes to me, I'll let you know. But thank you. Happy Halloween.
Cactus Eater Bear gave a diamond. People say they have Asperger's to excuse rudeness.
Oh, yeah.
According to him. It checks out for my
amazing.
Taste.
Can we start right there for a minute?
Sure. We have a few more. We'll read them later.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Amazing. I want to get a couple calls in before we come to a break here. Raymond is a first-time call out of California. Raymond, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Raymond.
Hey, that's right. That's right. Hey, Jesse, I was just calling because I've been looking at your Bond channel a lot. And on there, you made a video about, actually, I was watching it, listening to you while I was driving to work. And you was talking about, you know, weak men and men just not like, men talking too much about their problems to women. Like, why do men do that? Why do men think that's going to get them anywhere with women?
Right. A man is never, ever, 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 but never, never, never supposed to show his weakness to women. He's not supposed to tell her his problem because women are not created to handle. They can't even handle their own stuff. They definitely can't handle the man's stuff. And she resents him for, and she judges him for the rest of his life. She can't help it.
You know what, Jesse? Man, I never knew that. And listen, I listened to that live you did. I didn't see you, but I just had it on audio.
Right.
And Jesse, I have listened to that stuff like 3 times. And you know what, Jesse? Nobody ever told me that. I was raised without a father.
Yeah.
Lesbian guardian. So I was always raised around women. And I do consider myself a man. You know, I'm all man from anatomy to the way I think. But Jesse, none of the men around me, from uncles to cousins to big cousins, they never told me that, Jesse, because we all was raised the same way.
Yeah.
We all didn't have no men around us. We just had women.
Yeah. Can you hold on, Raymond?
Yeah, I'll be here, Jesse. Go ahead.
Let me take a quick break. 888-77, Jesse. Top of the hour news break. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. Two more hours.
Some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, October 31st, Happy Halloween, or Unhappy Halloween, I Disavow Halloween, whatever I'm supposed to do, 2024 AD. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. But first, fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports, with 5 days left until Election Day, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, and probably the worst so-called vice president in recent memory, cackling Kamala Harris, how embarrassing, a woman, both have viable paths to the White House, so says CNN. Polls show the race is neck and neck, please, and could be decided by small numbers of voters in a single battleground state, which does sound true. The candidates are focusing on 7 key states in their final campaign sprint. Whoosh, they're kicking it in. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, North Carolina, and Georgia. Trump was in Wisconsin Wednesday, yesterday, where he broke out the props and seized on a garbled remark, they call it, garbled remark by crooked Joe Biden, the so-called president, who should be 25th Amendmented and replaced by cackling Kamala Harris, that seemed to insult Trump voters as garbage. Biden denied calling Trump supporters garbage, but Biden called Trump a loser. He said, "You're a loser." Remember that? So he's a vicious person. Saying his comment on a call on Thursday had been misinterpreted. What a phony. And the World Series. Los Angeles Dodgers won their 8th World Series title in franchise history. That's baseball, pro baseball. It's lame because it's been turned feminist and anti-racist and dumb stuff. First since 2020 on Wednesday night, first win of the World Series. Los Angeles rallied back, blah, 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 I don't care. Shout out to superstar Shohei Ohtani. He has the biggest contract, right, in baseball history. He's that Japanese guy. So shout out to him. Major excitement in Japan, and he got major ratings, so good for him. And you heard about the riots and looting in L.A., after they won over in Yankees Stadium. And the economy. Several so-called economists and officials have told Commie Nonsense Network that the economy has finally pulled off a soft landing, in which inflation is tamed without a recession. They didn't want to call it a recession. An exceptionally rare achievement. GDP, gross domestic product, keyword gross, which measures all the goods and services produced in the economy. It expanded at an annualized rate of 2.8% in the third quarter. The Commerce Department said that on Wednesday, whatever that means. It's slightly weaker pace than the second quarter's 3% rate and above the 2.6 rate economists projected, blah, blah, blah. And the economy supposedly added a whopping 254,000 jobs in September, if you believe that. I don't know if I believe that, because don't they tend to amend the numbers? They overestimate how good it was to make themselves look good. And then you get, so that way they have the headlines and the media complies like suckers, making suckers of suckers. Anyway, the Federal Reserve's, inflation is a whisper away from the Federal Reserve's 2% target. And consumer confidence jumped this month by the fastest clip since March of 2021. All signs of a robust economy, so says Commie Nonsense Network. Maybe people are thinking that Trump is going to win, and so they're optimistic. And speaking of optimism, North Korea conducted an intercontinental ballistic missile test today that's also called ICBM. Awesome. A launch believed to achieve the longest flight time yet for a North Korean missile. Japanese authorities reported the missile flew for about 86 minutes. That's almost an hour and a half. And a possible altitude of 4,350 miles. Wow, that's high. Before falling into the sea outside of Japan's exclusive economic zone. What a mess. Little Rocket Man, back at it. We need Trump back in charge. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP. Hour 2.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, my biblical question, why don't you presume others innocent until proven guilty? Why don't you presume others innocent until proven guilty? You can watch the show. You can watch the show live. Okay, I'm back. There are some issues on this end this time. Not me. It was in our computer system there. All right? Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, why do you presume others innocent unless proven guilty? Why do you presume others why don't you presume others innocent unless proven guilty? Why? We have every way that you can watch and support the show. Listen on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And also, you can listen to the show live no matter where you are and what you're doing. It doesn't matter. You can listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. It's the second hour of the show on Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Preach him out. The one,
thank you, Jesus.
One to go. Like a man's church to the man's church of Pentecost. Of Pentecost. Of Pentecost. You need the Holy Ghost. But feel the Holy Ghost here. That man speaking in tongues. It's the Lord and the word. You rise up in the cost of our native Mississippi.
Let us confess our faith today in the words of the Sparkle Creed. I believe in the non-binary God, that love is love is love.
Pronounce you now as dog and woman. Amazing.
And some grown-ups read that line and they think that God created only male and female. I'm like, well, but that doesn't make any sense. I'm trans, right? Like, we don't have to go very far to see this.
The Lord is here tonight.
What a mess. What a mess. 888, that's your religion for you, know. Is your religion working for you? Is your religion working for you? You ever ask yourself, is my religion really working? What's the name of that city?
It's Havasu, Lake Havasu City in Arizona.
A friend of mine told me he's a truck driver. And he just texted me that he drove through Havasu City.
Lake Havasu City.
And Lake Havasu City. And Trump signs everywhere in the whole city. And even outside of the city. The Great White Hope. Amazing. Making America great again. I want to go back to, who was I talking to? I forgot.
Did he drop?
He dropped. Oh, okay.
Well, hey, right. Back there, you remember? Yeah, Raymond.
Raymond, right. Raymond was an interesting call because he didn't know you. He was never told growing up he should not be telling women his problems. Nobody told him. That's unfortunate. Let me go to Andrew call yesterday, and I believe we ran out of time or something, and I asked Andrew to call back today. Andrew out of Minnesota. Andrew, welcome back to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so yesterday we were talking about, because actually I was calling back yesterday about a conversation we had before about, you said that having kids is neither good nor bad, it's neutral. And then Hake got on yesterday and was talking with me a little bit too. But I just felt like the question wasn't necessarily answered. So based on...
What was the question again?
Why is having children a neutral thing?
What does that mean?
Well, you said that having kids is neither good nor bad. So why is it not good or bad?
Where are you getting that kind of a question from? That question is not, it's so illogical, there is no answer to it.
What do you mean it's so illogical?
I mean, I don't even understand. Where did you get that question from?
The question of is having children good or bad?
Right.
Because I've been questioning it.
And why?
Inside.
Why?
Because I see a lot of suffering in the world.
And what did that have to do with you making children? Are you married?
No.
Oh, how old are you?
31.
Oh, okay. And so what does suffering have to do with you getting married, making children?
If I don't get married and have kids, then I don't bring a child into the world that...
No, I'm saying, what does that question... You say what? Now repeat that. I'm sorry.
I'm saying if I don't get married or have kids, then I'm not going to bring a child into the world that's going to have to suffer.
And why do you believe your child has to suffer?
Because we all suffer. Suffering is a part of this existence.
And so you believe that we all suffer and it's something that we have to do?
It's something that's a part of this realm.
Part of what realm?
The realm we're in right now.
And so because... I don't understand. It's different for me to conversate with you about it because it's not... This thinking doesn't make sense. Are you saying that suffering is something that human beings have to do?
That's a good question. I think that it's a characteristic or a trait of this realm.
And are you saying that suffering is something that human beings have to do?
It's something that's inevitable.
So are you saying that
pain is inevitable within this realm?
And what does that mean? I don't understand what that means either.
Like, do you think that experiencing pain is a good thing?
What you saying is inevitable?
Inevitable.
Meaning, what does that mean? It have to happen?
Meaning, yeah, that the full recourse of everything is that it's bound to happen.
Does it have to happen?
If you're in this realm, yes.
And why do you say that? What does that mean in this realm?
In the realm that we exist on Earth. There's other realms, like spiritual realms.
And where are they?
Well, I don't know where they're at, but...
But how do you know that there are others?
Well, because I know that I'm not entirely material.
Meaning
like
what? Go ahead.
I'm not entirely made up of just material.
How do you know that?
But, well, because material is just condensed consciousness.
So if you believe that you're not just made up of material, why do you believe you have to suffer?
Because, well, I don't have to suffer necessarily, but if
well, why do you believe your child will have to suffer?
Because they come into a condensed form of consciousness.
But if you don't have to suffer, why do you believe your child have to suffer?
Because they're susceptible to other people's low consciousness within this realm.
That doesn't make sense to me. I don't even know how to conversate with you about that. It just, it has no meaning. Where are you getting this from?
Okay, so there's a verse in Ecclesiastes.
Uh-huh.
In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4. It's on oppression, toil, and friendlessness.
Okay.
And verse 2 of Ecclesiastes 4 says, "And I declared that the dead who had already died are happier than the living who are still alive. But better than both is one who has never been born, who has not seen the evil that is done under the sun. And I saw that all toil and all achievement spring from one person's envy of another. This too is meaningless, a chasing after the wind."
And so in that, you read that everybody, your child going to have to suffer?
No, I read that it's better to not exist than to come into existence, because the beginning of existence in this realm equates with suffering and pain.
And so from that, you're believing that your child will have to suffer?
Well, I don't have a child.
If you made a child, you believe your child will have to suffer?
Well, I don't know why I would make a child.
All right.
And I'm wondering why people are making children.
And so do you plan to have children? Make children?
I don't know.
And why are you concerned then if you don't even know if you're going to get married, make children?
Because I'm trying to figure out why other people are having children.
Why? That's not your business.
Why is it not my business?
Why is it your business while other people are having children?
Well, you just said it. You just made the proactive statement that it's not my business. So why is it not my business?
Because it's not your business. That's their life. They want to have children, they have children. It has nothing to do with your life. But it sounds like because you're looking at other people, you believe that your child is going to suffer. Have you ever wanted children?
I don't know if I've truly ever wanted children. Because I don't know if there is actually a good desire for children.
So you don't know if you want children or not, have ever wanted children or not, right?
Yeah, I don't know if I ever have, and I don't know if there is actually a good desire for children. Like, I don't think that... I'm trying to understand if having children is actually a good thing, and if the desire to have children is actually rooted in anything good in and of itself at all.
So have you ever thought that you... Have you ever thought you wanted kids? Did you ever think
I've
you wanted
thought about
kids?
Having, I've thought about having kids, yeah, but I don't understand, like, I just understand how you can avoid any pain or suffering in this life by coming into this world. And by not coming into this world, you don't have to experience pain or suffering.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Interesting. It's so interesting. I don't even understand it because I don't understand that kind of thinking.
So,
it's not even clear thinking. It sounds like you're limiting your imagination and it coming up with that kind of thinking.
Isn't the imagination evil?
Right. That's probably why you're thinking that way.
Yeah, but you just said I'm limiting my imagination.
No, I said limiting it.
Yeah, I'm limiting my imagination. So isn't
I
the
said
imagination?
Living, L-I-V-I-N.
Oh, living in.
Yeah. That's the only way you could be having those type of thoughts. You're living in darkness.
So there's no part of imagination that is good?
No.
And why is that?
Because it's evil.
So are we God's idea? Or are we our own idea?
Andrew, I got to run, buddy.
Yeah.
Call me again, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. He's nice, but I can't. The conversation doesn't make sense. He's still asking me questions out of hell in imagination. Get out of your imagination, man. What the? How you coming up with all that? Anyway, 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Steve out of New York. Steve, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you today?
Hold on, Steve. Your phone screwed up. Let me go to Kyle out of Massachusetts. Kyle, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How's it going, Jesse? Can you hear me?
All is well.
I just want to say God bless the last viewer. I have the
what?
Can you?
Say God bless. Are you on a speakerphone or something?
I'm gonna talk into the phone in 2 seconds. I promise.
All right, hold on. Yeah. Don't hang up. 888-775-3773. I'm gonna let Derek work with you. Sal out of Washington, you're on the air, Sal.
Yeah, hello, Jesse.
Hey, Sal.
Hey, man. Thank you for taking the call. Go on.
No, go ahead.
Well, you know, my dad died a few years ago, and my mom is seeing a new guy, right?
How old are you?
33.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, my mom's seeing a new guy, and that's all right, you know. But my oldest sister, she's having a real tough time about it.
How old is she?
40. She's 9 years older than me, something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Well, whatever. She's having a tough time about it, and she's acting up. She's acting up about it. You know, like I'm not going to talk to her no more. Whatever. You know, how do I go about it? And I know it's probably going to be real simple.
How do you go about what?
Dealing with these women.
Why are you dealing with it, period?
Because I guess, well, you're right. Like I said.
No, that was a question. That was a question.
Yes. And the answer is because I think I need to act for my father.
How are you acting for your father? He's dead.
Yeah.
What do you mean acting for your father? That doesn't make sense.
Like, trying to do the last thing he said to me before he died was, do the right thing. And so how do I do the right thing in this situation?
But it's not your business. Stay out of it. Let them suffer and fight.
Mm. You don't think I have any business in this?
No, not at all. Let them live and fight and do what they want to do. That's their life. Why are you involving your life into it and dealing with somebody else's problem?
Well, like I said, it's probably going to be pretty simple. I think you're right.
And when your father told you to do the right thing, he meant for you, not for them. You can't do the right thing for someone else.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So when they come to you about it, hey, I don't want to hear it. Go and fight. That's your business. And don't be a part of it. Don't play the game with them. Don't discuss it with them. And And your mother needs to tell her that 40-year-old girl to go sit out. It ain't her business either.
Good point, Jesse. You know, actually, I sent him a video of you yesterday morning when my sister was like, I'm going to cut my mother out and whatnot. And I just sent him a video about you saying that you got to forgive your parents.
Well, once you do that, be done with it. Don't argue with them about it. Don't discuss it with them because they love it. You're trying to, you can't
fix it.
You can't stop another person from suffering. Most people love suffering. So they love that fight. They love arguing. They love carrying on like that. That's their nature and they love it. So you go on and live your life and let them suffer.
Yeah.
You have no obligation to them at all. Zero.
Really? Even to my mother and my sister when...
Especially to your mother's sister or anyone else, really. But you have no obligation at all to them. Zero.
Mm. Well, thank you.
All right. I wish you well.
Yeah, man. Have a good day.
All right. 888-7753-773. Let me see. From Massachusetts. Kyle, let's try it again. Go ahead.
How's it going, Jesse? I just want to say happy Halloween, everybody.
Thank you. Happy Halloween.
Absolutely. It's beautiful in New England over here.
Right on.
I hope everyone's okay down there in North Carolina, obviously, after what happened, and also in Tampa and what happened
with the storm stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you celebrating Halloween?
Absolutely. My birthday was the other day. So.
Right on, man. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I just want to touch on the last caller, being afraid to have kids, which I wish I had a woman to have kids right now.
And why is that?
I don't have enough. I have no money right now. Otherwise, I'd want to be pumping out kids because my sister just had her fourth kid.
Why would you want to be making kids?
Just because it's my urge and like.
It's your urge.
I just want to have a family. It's nothing. I just want to have a family and.
And why?
Because we come from like a small Irish family. Like we don't have like a big like Portuguese or Italian family. Like
right.
I grew, you know, like I have like friends like that. You know, I go to these family parties. There's like, here's my 100th cousin. You know what I mean? Like I have like I literally have 7 cousins.
And so that's why you want to have a bunch of kids?
Well, no, I mean that's part of it, but
Kyle, hold on for a minute. Let me take a quick break, all right?
Absolutely.
Hold on. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. Christmas, well, you have Halloween today, Thanksgiving coming up next, Christmas and New Year's, and birthdays and all that happening, right? Get your orders in now so that we can get them done and get them back to you in time. And really, don't wait until the last minute because so many people order at one time, it takes a while to get them back to you. So get them in now. Check out our merch at rebuildingtheman.com/store. rebuildingtheman.com/store. Amazing gifts are there. And my books, a lot of you are ordering the books now, and you want me to sign them to different people. I can do it, and I will do it, but I want to make sure you get your stuff back in time, all right? So go to rebuildingtheman.com/store. Amazing books for race and responsibility, Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America, the Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide, and also The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. All right? RebuildingTheMan.com/store. Order now so you can get it back in time. And you know how services in our country is so bad now because they have DEI. Nobody really know what they're doing, nor do they care at this point. So the mail could be pretty shaky. It could be pretty shaky. All right. Let me go back to Kyle, who wants a bunch of kids out of Massachusetts. Kyle.
How's it going?
And so you want a bunch of kids because you have a small family right now?
No. It's not even because I want a small family, and I also don't even want kids right now. I'm just saying that I should rephrase it. Seeing my sister have her fourth kid, and my brother had a kid, my cousin's having a kid, and we're from a small Irish family, that makes me want to have kids more. That's what I'm saying.
But why?
I already wanted to have kids, but it's just...
Why do you want to have children? You yet haven't told me that. Why do you want to have children?
Well, I mean, like, it's not just, like, and I understand where you're coming from, Jesse. Like,
so
I understand, like having the kid on your lap, like having your nephews on your lap and stuff. Like, I want to have a family, like... It's not like that. It's
why do you want to have?
No, I mean, I always wanted to have family. Basically, all I wanted to say was because the last caller was like didn't want to have kids, and like that was kind of like, and like if he doesn't want to have kids at all, like there's nothing wrong with that. I just want to say to the viewers, anyone listening, We're in a society right now where they're trying to get everyone to have less kids, and they want you to think that having a kid is so much money. It's really not that much money, and it makes your life way better. From what I've heard, I don't have any kids. I'm just saying.
I don't know of anyone who have children and their lives are much better.
Really?
Yeah.
None?
None.
Really?
Really?
That's crazy. Well, I mean, I guess I'm wrong, viewers. All right, don't listen
their
to me.
Their lives are... But amazing. But anyway, Kyle, I got to run. Thank you for the...
On a later note, before I go, guys, get fired up because the Great White Hope is coming back.
That's right.
The polls are fake. Trump is the most popular president in human history. He's coming back, and the economy is going to get better, and the streets are going to be cleaner and stuff.
Right on.
But and also happy Halloween. Thank you for taking my time.
Absolutely, buddy. And happy Halloween and all that good stuff, all right?
Thank you so much for taking my time.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
Have a good one.
All right. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Steve out of New York. Steve, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good. How are you doing today?
Oh, hold on, Steve. Your phone still sounds weird. Derek, maybe have Steve call back or something. Okay, he sounds like he's it's fuzzy. I'm not hearing it really clear. All right. Let me go to William out of Norway. William, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, William out of Norway.
That's the wrong line, Jesse.
Sorry, one. Hold on, William. Hey, William out of Norway. You on the show.
Hey, today's the Bible Thumper, right?
Bible Thumper Thursday, yes.
Okay, I had a question about Jesus, right. And I was thinking about the story of Jesus, and I'm thinking maybe he just was an enlightened man who was trying to make people see. And when I read the Bible, and when you talk about walking on water or saving the blind, I don't think it was like physical, but spiritually. And I don't know if I'm right or I'm in the wrong direction.
So you believe that he was a Latin man?
Enlightened, like...
Oh, he was enlightened.
He was awakened.
Oh, you believe that Jesus was enlightened.
And he was trying to make people see and... to see the truth, you know?
He was. He was enlightened. And he was pointing people back to the truth. And...
Yeah, so...
Yeah,
when he was
absolutely.
Saving the blind or... the people who wasn't walking, I don't think it was like physical, but spiritually seeing, you know? I think the man was really blind.
No, they were blind in that they were not enlightened. Couldn't see, but also he healed people as well, their physical body. He did both.
I'm Ethiopian, so
you
my
what?
Father, like, I'm from Ethiopia.
Oh, okay.
And so... my father is like a real big Bible thumper, and he thinks like Jesus is God, you know? And I don't think that's right.
You don't believe Jesus is God?
No, I think Jesus was just a normal man.
Right.
Who was enlightened and trying to save people like to the truth, you know?
You're right about that. But don't argue with your father about it. Don't try to prove it to him. And let him believe whatever you want to believe. So don't, don't argue about it. Don't ever, 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 but never, 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 as long as you walk this earth, never try to prove anything to anyone, and especially concerning God and his son. Don't argue about it. Okay, if you want to believe that, that's fine.
I find myself, every time I call him, arguing about this topic right here.
Why do you argue with him about it?
I don't know. I think something in me want to make him see because, like, he's like 70 years old and he's facing the same problems like I have right now, you know?
Yeah.
And I think when you are older, you should, like, be wiser than my age, you know?
Right.
I don't know.
But why do you want him to see?
Because... I want him to see, like, the mistakes he make and...
why?
And also because he's trying to teach me, you know?
And yeah, but don't let him teach you and don't want for him to see. Only he have to want to see because by you wanting him to see, you're trying to force it on him by arguing with him about it.
Okay.
Don't want for anything.
Okay. I have another question, if I can.
Go ahead.
So I'm listening to a lot of your teachings.
Uh-huh.
And also I'm reading books and listening to another people who are enlightened, you know. And right now I understand everything, but I understand it intellectually. But I cannot. I think the only thing I can really see is the sex part, you know, having sex. I can see that sex is just to have babies.
Right.
But I understand everything intellectually.
And
I don't know if that's stopping me from really seeing or I'm in the right direction. It's the first step to understand it intellectually, and then I can see. I don't know
if right.
that's good or bad.
Are you doing a silent prayer?
I'm trying to do it like 4 in the morning, but I don't wake up early every day. but I do it as soon as I wake up and in the evening.
Well, that's fine. Here's what I want you to encourage you to do. You know that you're intellectually about it, right? You know it's in your head. So knowing that, just knowing that, don't do anything about it. And knowing that, it would change it. The Father would take you away from the intellectual knowledge of it, and he would give you the enlightenment of it, the insight. You would be able to see it. But let the knowledge of it go away. It's enough to know you're in your head, but don't worry about it. It'll be taken away from you.
Okay. So do you think, like, the first step is understanding in the head and then seeing it, or?
Well, the knowledge, you hear knowledge, it comes.
Yeah.
But the problem is that most people hold on to the knowledge, and they never get beyond that. And all they do is have the knowledge of, and they think that the knowledge is the same as knowing, and it's not the same. Knowledge is evil if you hold on to it. You're supposed to let it go. Don't hold on to it. Like when you hear things, don't hold on to it. Just let it go in one ear and out the other, and then the understanding will come.
Okay, so I just do nothing, give up?
Right. Don't try to make yourself not have the knowledge. It's enough to know you're in your head, the knowledge of, and knowing it is what would change it. You're able to see that you have the knowledge, and that would change it. The Spirit of the Father would take the knowledge away from you.
Okay, because I forget my mother, but I think even though it was difficult, I knew that I had a deep hate for her. So I understand when I heard you say forgive your mother.
Yeah,
but I haven't forgiven my father yet.
Oh, no wonder. Why not?
Because I heard you say you cannot make yourself forgive. It's just something that happened naturally. And I find myself in my head like, I have to forgive him, I have to forgive him, but I don't have the courage yet. I don't know.
Well,
Should I just go and forgive? Or
yes, the moment when you see that you resent your father, go and forgive him. And then don't worry, you're not going to have the courage until after you do it. Curse come after you face it, it's not going to come unless you face it. You got to face him. Shaking in your boots, you got to forgive him.
But I heard you say that you cannot make yourself forgive, like something
right.
that happened naturally.
Right. When you see that you're wrong for being angry at him, you see that you're angry and you know that anger is wrong, then you go and forgive. And then the spirit of anger will be taken away from you because it is evil. Anyone that has anger is evil.
No, I see that I resent him.
Right.
And I see that I have to forgive him.
Right.
It's wrong to have hate, but I see that intellectually. You know what I mean?
Well, that's fine. You still go and forgive him. Then you just see from your heart.
Okay, so I can just go and forgive him now.
Yes.
That I see is wrong. Even though it's intellectually?
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. That's great news, man. Okay.
All right. Let me know how it goes.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I will. Thank you.
Okay. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
JC bought a coffee. Jesse, it's payday, so I had to buy me a coffee.
Nice.
Have you seen the such and such thing by such and such? Thank you for the tip. There's a whole mess of people that need a dose of Jesse. What the?
Thank you. I'll check it out. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for the tip.
Yep.
Hannes O'Callaghan, 10 coffees, very generous.
Nice.
Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you. Oh, man, thanks for the support. Thank you.
Angband Art bought a coffee. Jesse, will you please try to have another discussion with Dennis Prager on Jews? He's the best religious Jew besides Jesus himself.
He is. I will. Amazing. Thank you.
J1D2, people who speak truth need to stay on Rumble. Satan runs YouTube, Jesse. What the?
Amazing. Thank you.
No I in Jesse. It's J-E-S-S-E.
Yeah.
J1D2 with another Rumble rant. People who speak truth need... Well, he said it already twice. Thank you, J1D2. Appreciate the support.
Right on. Thank you.
Jeremiah bought a coffee. When you ask them, why is Jesus God, they give you some words from a book. When you ask them, why do you believe in the book? Because it's the word. When you ask them, how do you know it's the word? They say, because God told them. Well, why didn't God tell me?
Amazing. Thank you.
Great American Men says 100%, Jesse. We continually fall into the trap of left versus right. This is not a war of flesh and blood.
Yeah, that's for sure. And without a doubt, this is a spiritual battle. Really. And it happened inside of you, not out there. It's happened on the inside. And it is happening out there, but inside of other people. That's their hell, their war. Amazing. Thank you.
Also on Rumble, Pastor Chatelet, caller using AOC logic, referring to Andrew in Minnesota. Why, Earth, so bad? Why? Don't bring a child into this world, bro. I'm so afraid and fearful and concerned about others. Why? Wah. I'm not sure what he's saying. Wah or why?
Oh, okay. Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Pastor Chatelet. Yeah. Ariadne J with a coffee. Those old kids better let that lady have her fun before she's dead. Mind your business and take care of your own.
Yeah, they're grown now. They don't need mama. Let mama do what mama going to do. Throw mama from the train and go live your life.
Is that from Sal from Washington?
Meaning, let mama go now. You don't need mama. Wish her well. Yeah, Sal, sister mad, according to Sal, mad because she's 40-something years old and mama got a boyfriend.
But his father died, so she can get a boyfriend.
Right.
It's not against the God's law, necessarily. Pardon me for coughing.
And let's say that the daddy was not dead, and the mama got a boyfriend, right? What did it have to do with her?
Yeah, true.
That's mama's problem. She got to deal with that.
Indeed.
Why is she mad because mama want a boyfriend? What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Greenwald with a diamond on D-Live. What do you think of trunk or treating? What the?
What?
Trunk or treating.
Amazing. Thank you.
I don't know. I'm not familiar.
I don't understand it. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Peanut butter, unless it's Trump or treat. Peanut butter hot dog.
So what, Derek? Derek said that's a crystal version of trick or treating, Trump or treating.
Oh, with automobile trunks?
Yeah.
Beginning in the 90s.
I'm not familiar with it, so I have an opinion. My first time even hearing about it.
Interesting.
Thank you.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Peanut butter hot dog, 3 coffees, no Bluetooth, no speakerphone. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, when you call in, you can't be on a speakerphone or Bluetooth. All right?
Regular phone.
And I know that Derek, my producer, is telling you all that, but you tend not to pay him any attention. But when you come on, then you can't be heard on my end or anywhere. What? Amazing. Thank you.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Sion says, Jesse, hello. How is you? Good morning. Take care of yourself. I don't celebrate scary day, zombie. But back when I used to go to costume parties, I always go as a cop. It was fun.
Right on. Thank you, Sion. Happy Halloween.
With various emojis, the sun, the heart, cop car, police car, and siren.
Amazing.
Thank you,
Sion. Sounds like fun. Thank you, Sion.
And 555-555-565 gave a diamond, no message.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Thank you all. Amazing. Thank you. Let me go quickly to Ian, a first-time caller out of Arizona. Ian, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question about forgiving my father.
Uh-huh.
You said to do it in person, but I haven't seen him in a long time, and I only met him like one summer.
Right.
And you said to never make a relationship work, and I wanted to know if, like, to meet him, it would take a lot of resources to go see him, you know, and I guess contact him. Should I do it or just forgive him mentally?
Are you able to speak to him on the phone or Skype?
I could contact, like, his family members and try to get in contact with him, but we've just been out of contact for a long time.
Oh, okay. If it's possible, it's always best to face them and forgive them so you can overcome the fear. But if you can't, then just realize that as you cannot help yourself, he can help himself, and just let it go. Don't forgive him, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I've always forgiven him about just not being there.
Yeah.
I guess I blame my mom.
Yes.
And I forgave her in person. I was able to forgive her in person, but just not him. Because we have no contact.
We've only met
once.
Well, the fact that you realize he couldn't be there and you understand what's happening, you'll be fine. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes.
Well, stay with that. And if you can't meet your father in that way, that's fine. Just forgive him and move on with your life.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. 888-7753-773. A quick break. One more hour to go. The hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
There's some ridiculous mess going on in the world, and I'm smirking, not least because Arnold Schwarzenegger, he endorsed Kamala Harris. Now, you know Kamala's the wrong one for the job. If you didn't already know, there's something wrong with you, but shout out, regardless. He endorsed Kamala Harris. How embarrassing. Lord have mercy. And also a little bit more on North Korea and extreme weather from Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. There is one line open, guys. You can call in right now during Hate News, Not Fake News, to get in for the third and final hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show today. That's the final hour for today. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, October 31st. Happy Halloween, AD 2024. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, is talking about Pyongyang just days ahead of the U.S. presidential election. I mentioned this last hour. And following warnings from South Korea's intelligence agency that Pyongyang, that's the capital of North Korea, was planning to launch an ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile. They fire it up into space, way, way, way higher than the International Space Station, even, according to them, if they're right. Like, 20 times higher than the space station. The space station is like 200, 250 miles above the Earth. They did an altitude of 4,350 miles, so they estimate. That's amazing. Shout out to North Korea. Not too shabby. They're testing their reentry technology around the time of the U.S. election. Isn't that fun? The test also comes as North Korea appears to have intensified their nuclear production efforts and strengthened ties with Russia, deepening widespread concern in the West over the isolated nation's direction. So come on, Putin, come on, Trump, and come on, Bibi, to bring back peace in the Middle East and in the Far East. I think it's Far East. Anyway, at least 95 people. Meanwhile, in Spain, 95 people have been killed by severe flash floods in Spain. Shocking to Hagen, anyway. According to authorities Wednesday, emergency responders scrambling to find dozens of missing people in the worst affected region of Valencia. There's a Valencia right down the road. I think it's, I forget which direction. 92 people were killed. I'm talking about California, but this is actually Spain. 92 people were killed and around 1,200 thought to be trapped, local officials said, in Valencia. Separately, Taiwan's largest storm since 1996, made landfall today with heavy rains, damaging winds, equivalent to a Category 3 Atlantic hurricane. But they call them typhoons, right? The storm, known as Typhoon Kongrey, Kong-Rey, lowercase r-e-y, K-O-N-G hyphen lowercase R-E-Y. Is that a woman's name? I better be a woman's name. Otherwise, there's going to be some trouble. Has killed at least one person and injured dozens of others. What a mess, huh? But shout out to the world. Okay, so 15 additional E. coli cases have been reported in an outbreak that they linked to McDonald's, they being the feds, bringing the total number of illnesses to 90 and the hospitalizations to 27. The scared woman led unchristian CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, on Wednesday. They said slivered onions served on McDonald's quarter pounders were likely the source of the outbreak, but they clarified, quote unquote, CNN's word, that, quote, it is not necessary to avoid eating onions or other foods made with onions, unquote. I guess they got rid of the bad batch of onions. Who knew that E. coli could be on onions and not just meat? I didn't know that. I didn't think about it. I will always be an American before I'm a Republican. That's a bad imitation, but that's Arnold Schwarzenegger, former Republican governor of California, Rhino, gave a rare endorsement for cackling Kamala Harris. Embarrassing. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. Amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5377. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question, why don't you presume others' innocence until proven guilty? Why don't you presume others innocent until proven guilty? You got it all backwards. Why? Amazing. You can listen to the show live no matter what you're doing, all right? Whether you are on a beach, or you was rioting last night after a game, a baseball game or whatever, and you were so excited and you went and stole people's property, or you burned a bus down, you were so excited you destroyed stuff and stole stuff. You could be listening to the phone, to the show on your iPhone, iPad. But, or you can podcast. And then when you get home from rioting, you can podcast. You can watch the show too. By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. All right. Also, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. It's Open Line Thursday. No, not Open Line Thursday. It is Bible Thumper Thursday.
While he was out in the community, Bible thumping about salvation and family values.
All my life I had to fight.
At home, he was wailing on me.
But I kill him dead before I let him beat me.
Bible thumping.
Christian men must listen. They must sit at the feet of Christian women.
I hate everybody, but you're supposed to love everybody.
First Bible teacher that Jesus had was his mother.
My mom is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Because Christianity is a feminist religion.
That's for sure. Amazing. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Oh, excuse me. Let me, apparently in West Virginia or in Virginia, they were trying to clean out the purge the voter registration because a lot of people signed up to vote and they were not citizens and all that kind of stuff, right? And so they were like, no, we got to clean this mess up. But somebody didn't like the fact that they were trying to clean that up. And they took Virginia to court, the governor there to court. He's trying to clean up the ballot, trying to make it right. No, we don't want it to be right. We want anyone that want to vote to vote. And the governor's like, no, no, we're going to court then, okay? So according to PBS, the Supreme Court conservative majority on Wednesday allowed Virginia to resume its purge of voter registrations that the state says is aimed at stopping people who are not U.S. citizens from voting. Why would anyone have a problem with that? Why? Why would anyone have a problem with stopping non-citizens of this country from voting? Watch this from WUSA 9.
The idea that these individuals are getting pulled off the voter rolls and we have a governor and an attorney general who is trying to make them out to be criminals is absurd.
Right now, the Fairfax County Commonwealth's attorney, Steve Descano, says he's been given a list of more than 1,000 people in the county who've been declared non-citizens. But he says there's no evidence they committed any crime. This after the Supreme Court ruled Wednesday to allow the purge of at least 1,600 alleged non-citizen voters from Virginia's voter rolls. He says it's a tactic by the Republicans.
Particularly low propensity voters who tend to vote Democratic. They're trying to get these individuals to throw their hands up and not come out.
Last August, Governor Glenn Youngkin issued an executive order requiring daily checks comparing DMV data to the voter rolls to find and remove the names of non-citizens.
Provides further comfort across the Commonwealth that this election will be secure. It will be accurate.
This is a win for common sense. It's a win for the rule of law.
Why would anyone be upset if you're trying to stop non-citizens from voting in the USA? Why? It sounds like desperation to me. What a mess, huh? So listen, have a wait and see about what happened next Tuesday. Don't be all excited because if it doesn't go your way, and that is possible, whatever way you vote, you're going to be upset. Don't be upset. Have a wait and see. Have a wait and see. This should not even have to be an issue. Okay, that makes sense. Clean up the purge. Take it out. While the governor and attorney general applaud this decision, some people don't. Watch this from WUSA9.
While the governor and attorney general applauded the decision,
they became citizens decades ago, and they've been voting without issue for decades.
Attorney Ryan Snow, who's representing some of the people on that list, says it's inaccurate.
There's two buckets of people who've been removed from the rolls. One are people who were not citizens when they obtained their driver's license, and then who since became a citizen. And then there's another bucket who made some error at the DMV, checking the wrong box.
Governor Youngkin says if that's the case and there was a mistake,
then the person is granted 14 days to respond and say, no, I am a citizen. If they fail to do that and they are removed from the voter rolls, you can still same day register and cast a ballot.
Right on. What the... Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. I have a quick update about a story we gave you where up in Washington area, I think there, somewhere up in there, that, some people had dropped their ballots off in a little drop-off things, and someone blew it up or set it on fire or something like that. A couple of those things. Well, there's an update on that from ABC News. Watch this.
This morning, law enforcement sources telling ABC News incendiary devices used in a spate of ballot drop box arsons in the Pacific Northwest carried markings with the expressions Free Gaza, including one that also bore the phrase Free Palestine. Authorities are now working to determine if the suspect, who destroyed hundreds of ballots, is an activist for the pro-Palestinian cause, or if the arsonist left the words simply to manipulate existing divisions in the U.S. Overnight, authorities intensifying their hunt for the Volvo seen here, tied to the suspect they believe is involved.
Amazing, huh? Have a wait and see. We don't really know who threw the set that afire and if it's Free Gaza or not. But have a wait and see, folks. Almost a week. A few more days, and we shall know who the next president of this amazing country will be. And one other quick thing. Should Christians, it's Halloween, by the way. Happy Halloween. Should Christians celebrate Halloween? I hear people say, oh no, Christians should not celebrate Halloween. It is evil or something they say. Should Christians celebrate Halloween? According to this article, the answer is no.
Yes. According to the Christian Alarm, they are being alarmists about Halloween. Let me pull up the first image here. And so we got this from the Christian Alarm, and it reads, God, should Christians celebrate Halloween? God makes it very clear that he does not want us to take part in evil, no matter how harmless or fun it may appear to be. The root of that thing is still wickedness, darkness, and destruction. 1 Thessalonians 5:22 says, abstain from all appearance of evil.
But how can Halloween be evil? The people that are using Halloween as evil are evil, not Halloween, right?
These people saying, well, it looks evil. Don't you see all the bats and the ghosts, Jesse? Abstain from all appearance of evil.
What? No.
And the ghouls.
I wanted to the same Christian that don't believe you should be involved in politics.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just wondering out loud. What a mess.
Here's some more proof for you. Going back to Deuteronomy 18, God did not want his people to go into the promised land with the perverse culture and traditions of Babylon, Egypt. He wanted them to put away or unlearn the wickedness of the pagan culture that they were exposed and accustomed to. In Deuteronomy 18, chapter 18, verse 9, God says, when you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. And goes on in verse 13 to say, thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God.
Amazing. Halloween is just Halloween. It's a fun time for children. Now, if there are evil people using the day Halloween for their evil purpose, that doesn't mean that your kids can't enjoy Halloween. Those that evil's in the hearts of the people. There are people who don't believe that Christians should be celebrating Christmas. Can you imagine that? Christmas is a pagan holiday, they say.
It's like the heart versus the words. And by the way, Halloween might even have Christian origins. There's a Christian feast, according to Wikipedia, called All Hallows Day or All Hallows Eve, which Amazing. Is about the saints. And it's where, possibly, where Halloween comes from.
Gerald Friday say, were they quoting this same scripture when they got ticked on the road? So there's some people say it's a Christian thing too?
Correct. It might have Christian origins. All Saints Day, also known as All Hallows Day or All Hallows Eve.
You got to live your life, folks. You got to live your own life. 888-7753-773. Let me go to England and talk to Graham. Graham, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello there.
Hey, Graham.
Hello, can you hear me, mate?
I'm sorry?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Okay, that's a little better. Now I can hear you a little better. Go ahead.
Sorry, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to, like, call in and ask specifically, do you want me to answer sort of the current question or something, or?
Repeat that now.
Well, like, sort of, I asked to come on to speak to you about something specific, but, like, very often you have, like, a current question of the minute that you want people to answer when they call in. Hello?
Oh. Oh, you want to answer the biblical question you're saying?
Well,
hold on a minute, Graham. I'm sorry. Hold on. Derek Guinness, I'm not sure what he asked him because he's not real clear on the phone, but It sounded like he just called in just to call. We're getting that clear with him so he can understand. Okay, let me go to Canada and talk to Aria, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse?
All is well.
Are you happy Halloween?
Thank you. Happy Halloween to you.
Thank you, thank you. What are you going to be for Halloween, Jesse?
I'm not gonna. I don't dress up anymore as a Halloween because I'm too old.
Okay, that's fine.
Right on.
Well, I had a question. I've seen you talk about forgiving parents, right?
Yes.
Well, I just wanted to know, what if there is no reason to forgive them? Like, what if my mom and dad raised me completely right in a loving home, provided everything for me? What then?
That didn't happen, though. That doesn't happen.
I mean, but it did for me, though, no?
It did for you?
Yeah, I think my parents did everything right.
Oh, they were perfect?
Perfect.
Oh, okay. Well, then if you believe that they were perfect, then that's fine.
Okay.
Oh, and, amazing.
Amazing.
So you're saying your parents made no mistakes at all with you, right?
Well, you know, mistakes happen. But, I mean, I don't think there's anything that needed forgiveness. You know, when you weigh in what they've done for you. And,
are you saying that they made no mistake with you at all?
I mean, they definitely have. But, I mean, when you weigh in what they've done.
Give me one example of something they did you wish they had not done or blah, blah, blah.
Let's see. Mistake. I think they should have been more strict on music for me. I play music.
Oh, okay. And there's nothing that you ever get or have ever gotten angry with them about in your whole life, right?
No, not really. But I did want to know because you said sorry, I'm like jumping from topic to topic, but you said that it was a debate with Ethan Klein, I think.
888-775-3773. Let me go to Louisiana and talk to Pianchi, I believe. Pianchi, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, on the issue with Kamala Harris, who is, her nationality is Asian. A citizenship is India. When she was born, her parents were not United States citizens. They was here on visas. Therefore, Kamala is not a 14th Amendment citizen, like the 14th Amendment says. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to your jurisdiction thereof. And subject to the jurisdiction thereof, they were subject to the countries they came from, the father from Jamaica, the mother from India. And they never naturalized. Other words, they didn't give up their citizenship where they come from. She's an alien. And I can't understand why some people are letting this go by. Nikki Haley, same situation. She couldn't be president. Ted Cruz. Same situation. He couldn't be president. Bobby Jindal, former governor of Louisiana, same situation. What's going on, Jesse?
Are you saying that Kamala Harris' parents were not citizens of this country?
They were not U.S. citizens.
And was she
Therefore,
born here?
The child takes on the status of the parents.
So was she born here in this country?
Being born in the United States does not make you a citizen.
Oh, so I'm just was Kamala Harris born in the country or did they bring her here too?
She was born in 1964 in California.
Oh, okay.
But that doesn't make her a citizen. If you in transit, if you fly from to Ethiopia, you stop off in England, and your wife go into premature labor, that child is not English, right?
So, but that would make, if what you're saying is true, and I don't know for sure, that would make Kamala Harris an anchor baby, right?
No, she's not an anchor baby. There's no such classification in the Constitution.
I know, maybe not in the Constitution, but in our country, unfortunately, that if a woman...
Well, she has a country. Her country is India.
Right, but if a woman is born, I mean, not a woman, if a woman has a baby in this country, she dropped the baby here, then the baby become a citizen, and that's what they use.
No, it does not. Read the 14th Amendment.
Yeah.
In court cases all the way back to 1814, talks about that. When the 14th Amendment was adopted in 1868, July the 9th, you had already had 17 presidents that were elected and served as president before the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment came about with the Dred Scott case, when Judge Taney said that a Negro has no rights that a white man is bound to respect. Congress came and put the 14th Amendment in place. It only addresses citizenship. It doesn't address qualifications for president. Now, what addresses qualifications for president is Article 2 of the Constitution, which says you have to be 35 years of age, have resided in a state or the country for 14 years, and you have to be natural born. Natural born means that you are born of a U.S. citizen.
Well, I have to tell you, man, our country is so far gone now. The Constitution doesn't even matter to the folks, and most people don't even know the Constitution. And I don't know if what you said about Camilla is true or not, but I know that it doesn't matter anymore. I haven't even heard anyone. You're the first one to talk about whether she's. I'm sorry?
People have complained about it. You know what else they don't know anything about, Jesse?
What's that?
The Bible.
Meaning what?
People don't know anything about the Bible. They just go by their emotions and their best guess.
Amazing.
So yeah. Anyway, I'm going to let you get back to you.
All right. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
Sure.
All right. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Is it Graham? Graham out of England. Let's try Graham again. Graham, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi there.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you why you don't think anger is a viable option.
Because it's evil. Anger is evil.
Where does Jesus say that?
I'm sorry?
Where does Jesus say that we're never allowed to be angry at anything?
He said that anyone that has anger is a murderer, and not to trust an angry man. Anger is not of God.
No, I wouldn't have said so. But let's get back to what Jesus said, right?
Go ahead.
Because he said that he who hates, like, his brother without cause is a murderer, yeah. He who hates on his brother without due cause, without reason, you know?
Well, hate and anger is the same thing. They used to call it hate. But just like they have changed all of the words in society today, they changed it from hate to resentment. And then they say, oh, that's too strong, too. Let's call it anger. But it really is, anger is hatred.
Mm-hmm. But you know that, like originally, the word hate and love in the Bible, it referred to sort of like preference, you know.
It refers to right what now?
The preference, for example. Therefore, Esau I have hated, yet Jacob I have loved, or Jacob I have loved, yet Esau I have hated. He preferred Jacob over Esau. He didn't actually hate Esau, in my opinion. It's a translation thing, you know?
And so what do you think he meant when he said one he hate and one he loved? You think he meant what?
Pardon?
You think
he preferred Jacob over Esau, obviously. Of course he did.
But when he said one he loved and the other one he hate, what does that mean to you?
Yeah. It means he preferred Jacob to Esau. The love-hate thing in that context, for example, means preference. It really does.
Oh, okay. Well, the one thing I know for sure, the type of hatred...
Jesus got angry.
I'm sorry?
Jesus got angry.
But it wasn't... It didn't get angry. It wasn't human anger.
Okay. I mean, Matthew 23, he definitely got angry with the scribes and the Pharisees.
Right, but Jesus didn't have the type of...
The diatribe.
I'm sure that's mis... The real meaning of that has been taken away, too, but Jesus did not have the type of anger that human beings have.
Okay, well, how about John the Baptist? He got angry. He got angry with the Pharisees, didn't he?
Well, he wasn't Christ or God.
No. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned ye to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. You don't think he said that with an even tone, do you?
But where is the anger in that?
I don't know. I mean, like, I think he was perhaps sort of... a vessel of the Lord's anger in that, but yeah, like anger definitely has a place. You just need to control it. He doesn't control his anger.
But where is the anger in that you read? That verse you just read, where's the anger in that?
In what? In this statement?
Yeah.
Well, it's all true, but like...
Do you have anger?
Makes me angry to think about sort of what people do, even to this day, in this sort of vein, you know?
Yeah, so you have anger?
I deal with that anger, and I use it to sort of push me forward, you know?
You have anger?
I've moved past it.
You have anger?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry?
I get angry at stuff, of course. Well, why wouldn't I? I'm human.
And you like your anger?
As I said, I move past this, right, and I get on with things.
Thank you, but I got to take a break. Back in a moment. Thank you.
And the treasure chest is opening up on D-Live.
Oh, yeah, treasure chest opening on D-Live.
I was having it right.
Amazing. So they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Amazing. 888-773-888-77-Jesse. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, thehakereport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. Are you on that show today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Okay. Yep. He's going to be a guest on another show tomorrow. So the Hake Report from 9 to 11 Pacific time. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. All right? Make sure you check it out. At 4 p.m. Make sure you check it out. I want to quickly show you what happens, at least one thing that happens, when you put women in so-called leadership positions. Leadership position. You know what I don't understand, and I do understand it, but there's this outcry about transgender men playing in women's sports, but there's no outcry that women play in men's sport, about women playing in men's sport. And I always ask my guests on different shows, are you okay with men playing in women's sport? And they're like, no, that should not be. And I ask, why? Because they're stronger, they're faster, the woman can't do it. I'm like, oh, okay. Are you okay? Should women play in men's sport? And they're like, yeah, that's fine. But what's the difference? If it's a man, are you saying the man not as strong when women are playing in their sport as they are when men are playing in women's sport? I don't get that. How come one is not and the other one is when they're both the same? I want to give you an example of what happens when you allow women to get into leadership position. And it's not your fault, ladies. It just wasn't, you weren't created to lead. You were created to follow. You were not created to lead. All right? I want you to show you what happens when you allow it to happen. This is from WGN News. Self-proclaimed super mayor Tiffany Hingard is taking her threats against opponents to a new level, threatening them with arrest. In case you don't know who Tiffany is, here's an example from WGN News. Watch this.
Okay, guys, we do not have a quorum, so we will not be having a board meeting this evening.
One of Tiffany Henyard's allies resigned. Another has turned on her and refused to attend last night's Thornton Township meeting. It's a similar story in the village of Dalton, where a majority of trustees oppose this self-proclaimed super mayor.
Because all this point the finger to Tiffany or allow me, I'm over it. Now it's time for me to speak.
Henyard spent an hour and a half on Facebook Live after the meeting, making a series of claims.
It's a power grab. That's it. Power and money grab.
For more than a year, Henyard has fiercely fought against her critics.
Y'all are black, and y'all sitting up here beating and attacking on a black woman that's in power. Y'all should be ashamed of yourself.
She's promised but so far failed to fully explain spending more than $100,000 taxpayer dollars on first-class travel for herself and her allies. Public money that went to her now-defunct namesake cancer charity and expensive events with flown-in celebrities that cost more than $80,000. All of it exposed by WGN Investigates.
What a mess. It's paragraph of me. Amazing. She also claimed her opponent corrupt, and she's also facing an eviction lawsuit. Why is this from WGN?
But now she's taking her fight further, claiming without evidence her opponents are corrupt.
I will be seeking arrest for individuals involved. I will be pressing charges. It's a lot. And that's just me telling you a little bit.
As Henyard's grip on power loosens, she's also facing an eviction lawsuit.
I think that in her mind, she feels like she's untouchable, which is a problem.
Landlord Janetta Hull describes herself as a longtime friend of the Henyard family in Dalton, but notes Tiffany and her boyfriend, who makes $100,000 working for the township, make good money while refusing to pay rent.
What a mess. How would you like to live in that town? A mess. I told you my country is gone. It's gone. But in spite of all the hell that's going on around you, you can be fine. You can have an amazing life. You got to drop your anger. And for those who believe that anger is necessary and you want to hold on to it and you need it and you believe Jesus was angry, hold on to your anger. See how far it gets you. Hold on to it. God is not going to force you to overcome, and neither will I. Will not force you to overcome. 888-775-3773. But for those men and women who do want to be free, go and forgive. Forgive your mothers. You got to forgive mama. Don't let the devil convince you that mama was not a problem. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. All right? But if you love your misery, stay in it. You love your evil hearts. You love trying to hurt others. You get a thrill from it. Fine. I wish you well. But for those who don't, you can overcome misery. Really. But you got to work on you. You are responsible for you. No one else is. All right. Let me go to Todd out of Minnesota. Let's see here. Todd, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
You.
Hey, Todd.
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me, Jesse?
Go ahead.
Good morning. I was just calling first of all, happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween, Todd.
Thank you. I was calling to let you know that the secret Jewish showbread recipe was lost after the destruction of the Second Temple, according to some scholars. And I've recently, rediscovered the secret Jewish bread recipe through my research in the Torah, which is the first five books of the Bible, and encoded in that and infused into the Torah is the sacred knowledge about the ingredients in the secret bread recipe. It's the same bread that Christ broke at the Last Supper that's going to set humanity free from their sin, and we can overcome our sin with this bread. And I've recently rediscovered the ingredients, and they are hash-infused olive oil and dried psilocybin mushroom fine flour. And they mingled the dried psilocybin mushroom fine flour with the wheat flour and with the hash-infused oil, and then the hyper-spiritual synergistic effects of the edible hash and the and the psilocybin mushrooms is how they access the divine presence of the Holy Spirit of the one true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Are
and
you they, Jewish? They would,
I don't know what I am, I don't know what I am, Jesse, but if I was to call myself something, I would have to call myself Jewish, yes. But I don't go to a Jewish synagogue. I don't hang out with other Jews or anything. I grew up actually a Christian, and Jesus was a Jew actually.
Are you saying
he wasn't a Christian?
Are you saying that the Jews put drug in their bread?
Well, the ancient Jews didn't call them drugs. They called them herbs and mushrooms, and they were created by God, so they didn't demonize them, calling them drugs.
Right.
But the war on drugs has like brainwashed and demonized, brainwashed like society.
Well, let me ask this way: Are you saying that
into being like something bad or something that God created and God, obviously doesn't create bad things for us, Jesse?
Are you saying that at some point the Jews put mushroom and hash in their bread?
100%, sir.
And so, and they got.
And I'm writing.
Are you saying that they got high and being high, they thought they saw Jesus?
Well, not Jesus. Not Jesus, but the actual God, the one true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
And so once they put this mushroom and hash, according to you, if I'm reading you right, you're saying that the Jews put mushroom and hash in their bread and they got high and they thought they saw God?
I'm saying that there's evidence in the Torah that they made their bread with hash infused olive oil and psilocybin mushroom.
I understand that you're saying that, but what I'm trying to ask, when they put this, according to you, when they put this stuff in their bread, they got high and they thought they saw God or they had a relationship with God?
They accessed the Holy Spirit to pray in the divine presence when they would partake in the sacred bread, yes.
That's amazing. Thank you. I've never heard that before. Thank you, buddy. I got to move on because of time here. Tony, a first-time caller out of, did you hear that Jews put hash and mushroom in their bread? They got high and thought they saw God.
Only from Todd from Minnesota.
Oh, you heard that before from him?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah, he's called in before and said the same, roughly.
Oh, so no, you have never heard it before?
Not outside of him. But that doesn't mean that other people haven't said it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Derek is telling me decoded this from the Torah.
Yeah.
What? Well, I'm not saying anything. I don't know. I've never heard that before. But I do know that there are people who take drugs, whether it's pot or mushroom or whatever, and they think they see God.
People also feel very spiritual when they do other things, like have sex and stuff.
Yeah.
They feel spiritual.
I remember I interviewed someone on the Father State recently. I forgot who. Johnny Chong.
Tommy Chong.
And Tommy told me that, that burning bush that he went up on the mountain and he saw the burning bush? That was pot. I'm like, what?
Moses spoke to the pot, burning pot in the bush.
Oh, God.
What a mess.
That's why I love Jesus, y'all.
That's right. With that good old pot, everybody loves Jesus.
Tommy Chong is a Kamala supporter.
I know. I was surprised when he said that. Anyway, let me go quickly to Tony, a first-time call out of New Jersey. Tony, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for having me on.
Yes.
Well, I called you because I'm about to quit my job, and I thought I'd give you a call first, see what you say about it.
And why are you about to quit it?
Because, Lord, I'm just so tired.
Of what?
I'm so tired. Well, I work as a substitute teacher, and I'm on long-term assignment right now, which means I go in every day. And I get paid very well. I go in every day, and I get placed by my district. And almost every day now, I have either aides or other teachers stepping in, telling me, you don't have to do this. I'll take over your job for today. Don't worry. You just sit in that chair over there and be quiet, and I'll do the job for you today. And I'm thinking in my head, you know, I was hired to do this job. I'm happy that I got the job. I want to do them a good service, my employer a good service. I want to do the job that I was hired to do. So when I say politely, you know, that's okay. I'll do it today. I was hired to do it. I'll take it over today. These teachers and aides, they freak out. They call my boss, you know, and the next day I have to, you know, answer to my boss who says, oh, you know, we got a complaint for you. This has been happening now last couple of weeks. And
so are you saying that Lord, you're the teacher of the class, but you have no authority over your class?
Right.
So are you able to go and teach at another school where it's not like that, or a private school? Are you in the public school?
Oh, yeah. I'm employed with four districts right now, but one district gave me a long-term assignment, which means I go in every day. So I've just been sticking with them for the last 3 years. But I am employed with three other districts.
Oh, okay.
And I have two other jobs. And so, this job is just, it's just making me tired.
And so you have decided that you're going to quit?
I'm going to quit. I feel like I want to quit this assignment, this everyday job at this one district, because I feel like, you know, I feel like everyone's got their arrows pointed at me all of a sudden. And
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you know your financial need. You know what you need to do. I can't tell you if you should keep it or quit. But you have to know what's best for you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let me ask, why, let's say that you're working at the school on an assignment, right? Which means at some point, the assignment is going to end, right?
Right.
And so I guess the principal of the school, it's all like the principal mm-hmm. is okay with them doing that too, right?
Well, the rules is he has to contact me and touch base and see what happened and talk to me at night when I go home, see, you know,
well,
what
why don't
happened,
you just
explain what happened.
Because of time, why don't you just relax and go there and do what you do and let them run it the way they want to until the time is up and then you move on to something else? Why
right.
let them drive you away from your job? If the principal is okay with it, that go and do your, you know, do what you do in the classroom, and then you leave at the end of the day.
Right. And that's what I want to do, and that's what I'm planning on. I planned on doing, but there comes a certain point where, you know, am I just walking into a trap? I'm just like walking into the school every day, and I have these women around. You know the type of women who work at public schools, Jesse.
Well, let me just say this. Don't get angry. Just stay away from the anger. Don't get frustrated.
Right.
And just relax and do what you need to do and go home and have your day and collect your paycheck, and then eventually you'll see the next step to make, all right?
Okay, I'm going to keep calm then.
Yeah, stay calm and don't get angry. And that way you don't get in trouble or anything. If the principal okay with your daughter and they want to still pay you, then collect your check and live your life.
All right.
Especially if you're getting in trouble. That way you stay out of trouble, all right?
Right.
But drop the anger. Make sure you don't get angry. There's never, ever, 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 ever reason for anger.
You're right. You're absolutely right about that.
All right. I wish you well. Let me know how it goes, all right?
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
And happy Halloween to you and everyone at the studio.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Kismo bought 3 coffees saying, thank you, Jesse, and Bond. Thanks, hands, fire emoji, 100 dancing ghost, thumbs up, French gesture, I guess, and Christmas tree and fall leaf. Very
amazing.
Nice.
Amazing. Speaking of Christmas, get your orders in now so we can get them back to you. See, Hake has on the Have an Amazing Christmas shirts.
With Christmas monkeys.
With Christmas monkeys, yeah. I didn't see those at first.
Pretty fun.
Go to, how can I get the shirt?
RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and then it's probably in both Printify and the Fallen State stores.
Have an Amazing Christmas. Nice shirt.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thank you, Kiesimo.
Thank you, Kies.
Kiesimo. I don't know how to pronounce your name. Nikki, 5 coffees. I heard John 17, 14 through 17 for the first time on your show. It is so deep, I still can't get over it.
Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Yeah. Nice. That's where Jesus is sending the Holy Spirit, I believe. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you an advocate to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you.
It's amazing to me that the Christians, I don't know about all, but the Christians believe that the Holy Spirit is emotional, that you got to sing and shout and cry. And when you're doing that, you're in the Spirit. You're in the Holy Spirit. You're in the Spirit, all right, health Spirit. But they call that the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
I know. And they just say stuff. Oh, God told me this.
What? No. Amazing.
Lori bought a coffee.
Thank you, by the way.
Yeah, thank you, Nikki. Lori says, it's funny when people excuse away getting high on pot or mushrooms because God put it on earth, or they see God when they're high. Poisonous things grow on earth as well, and we're not supposed to consume that.
Right.
Bada says to have a sober mind.
And that means you smoke. What's the name of that thing? You can be walking through the woods. Poison ivory. Let me see if you smoke
some of that.
Yeah, right. Poison ivory. Amazing. Thank you.
And shout out to the top contributors on DLive, 555-555-565, Greenwall, Cactus Eater Bear, Games for Rec, and the rest of the DLive crew. Thank you guys for the lemon, ice cream, and diamonds. And Aries won for that diamond. No message. Thank you, man.
Thank you all very much.
And thank you guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Thank you. Amazing. Listen, get on that straight and narrow path. You are your own world, and forget about the world. Forget about those people who have refused to drop their hatred, their envy, their jealousy, their strife. Let them suffer. Don't be a part of it. You let them live in their dark world, and you come into the light. Men and women, you can have an amazing life. But you got to drop the anger. Stop judging. And just live your life. Stay with the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/pray, and stay present. All right? Drop the anger. And wish everybody well, even your enemy. Don't hate your enemy. And you move on with your life. Forgive your mother and your father. All right? I am out of time. The Hate Report is coming up now. I'm free at rebuildingtheman.com/church, I believe. No, prayer. Right? Rebuildingtheman.prayer. The Hate Report is coming up now. And then at 11, Joel Friday and TV. And at 4 p.m., The American Anchor Baby. Callers, I am totally out of time. I'll be back tomorrow. Open line Friday, if the Lord is willing. and the creek don't rise. Have a good day. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.